Yeah, I think with the amount of those things that they're putting up there, they're going to be probably a pretty reliable method before too long. I do hear a fair amount of people saying that they would never rely on Starlink, and I don't know how the performance is, but I think for a small team, it's probably perfectly fine. For a place like Comtech or a larger operation, I'm not sure. Maybe they would want more than one, but I'm not sure if that would even work. But I'd have to imagine they're gonna ramp it up and improve the performance. I've seen some stuff come across my desk that suggests that we've quoted satellite dishes, which I never realized that there's dishes on the Earth that point up at those. It's really interesting to see some of those type of things. Really tight tolerances on the actual dish itself, which was surprising to me. I guess that makes sense, but yeah, I don't know, they were interesting. And then we've seen some like carriers actually hold, I'm not sure if it holds it in the spacecraft, but it holds like 13 Starlinks in it, and they can deploy it. I don't know if they're like dipping them in a tank or something like that for a chemical coating, or if it's actually what's used in the craft to like release them. Typically, it's not that. We don't do a lot of flight hardware, so it's probably like fixturing to actually build them and process them and whatnot. But it's, they're definitely pouring a lot of money into it, so pretty neat stuff.